Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay. And so, you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network and the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tamal Zed, and giving thanks for yet another day. It is my concern to get the most firmest understanding and knowledge of who I am as a human. And I realize the fragileness of my brain is all I have to depend on to live the right life. And we're living in a perilous time. very perilous time. And I want to learn the historic truth about the human civilized existence. I want to know that. And the value of our lives is the most valuable thing that we have. And what I grow to find out, the human system, where it is coming from. And clearly, we know that life only go on for so long. Our life is precious. It is delicate. And we have a responsibility to nourish and cherish the life that we have. And don't never allow anyone to draw us into condemnation of it. Again, yesterday was the sixth day of August. Right, today is the 7th. And yesterday, as usual, many times before, the Blog Talk Radio administration again carried out the sodomite wicked of not allowing the listeners of the show to hear what I presented. And when I think that, you know, I spent almost 3 hours making delivery. And the kind of material that I present. Now, what the devil in hell want with what I am saying? I want to tell the truth about what I read in prehistory and history books about us people. Why shouldn't we know? I look at when somebody has something to hide, like criminals. Let's say like what is going on in Washington, you know, the peril that is going on. You see a lot of things come to light through investigation into certain people's behavior. Now, we find out InfoWars, that man that you know, has been accused and found guilty in court of doing very, very slimy things. You see? And it turns out that the wealth that he amassed doing those kind of stuff, the substantive amount of money, where if this guy have much of good sense, he would go and live his life and enjoy the money that he has, rather than continuing the terror that he's causing, and other people who not trying to do that to him. You know? So we have a lot of evil. All right. So you do not get to hear what I present yesterday. Well, that's like about between over last week and yesterday was Sunday, today is Monday. Yeah. Well, last week they probably destroy my presentation. So they are doing it very frequently. And the more potent the information is that represents the hybrid people, is the more these sodomites, hominids, don't want to hear what we are saying. I am not in Europe. This is America. But this is the case. We're not dealing with civilized human beings. We're not. Because just for example, when I say white people are not civilized, it's not just me say it, but, and I don't think anybody think that I'm not saying it from proper historic source. But these folks, they have a lot to hide. And for some reason, it's taking a while for them to be cleared out, come out of the dark, and come out into the light. Okay? However, you can't be, shouldn't be ashamed of yourself. And that's what happened to these white people. They're ashamed to come out into the light and show who they really are. You see what I mean? But it is not fair for us to, as it were, go into the cave. That's where white people belong. White people belong in the cave. And I am paying to do these shows. And they feel it is okay because they leave Europe, come into the Western world to haunt us. To say they have laws to govern us hybrid sapient people. That's not true. That's not true. And I want I want the help of the gods to remove them out of our geography and go to their own. What's wrong with that? They think something is wrong with this, what I'm saying right now. White people. And we don't go to Europe and molest them. We did not prevent them from being who they want to be. We don't complain about who we want to be. So I am going to pay some attention. I'm not going to sit here and talk about what they did. And have been doing. We must not talk. They must come with. Well, you know. I don't say as much as I can say yet, you know, because there's a lot to say. Because when you think that they make it their business to be Inquisition, set out from where they originate 1.5 million years ago in Europe, and until this day, it's like nobody cannot really give account for them. And they leave their own abode to chase us down and do all the kind of this nonsense that we have been enduring. And they are not the civilized people at all. So I would like to see principality come down on them. Yeah, because they feel all right and feel like that's what they're supposed to do. I know that's not true. They must look into their mirrors and look at themselves naked and look at themselves. Right? They need to look at themselves because they don't know exactly who they are. According to the world history textbook, what they will see when they strip themselves naked, it's not really who they are. I tell you, I'm reading the history that tells us what humanity, where our origin began, right? They began their origin long before us. And if we were left alone and we depart from Africa and come into the Western world, I wouldn't be sitting here talking what I'm saying. But just think that, you know, these white people, they want to be like civilized people. That's what they covet. They must read their own history. You don't see, I have the World History textbook in front of me right now. And it doesn't have any of it in there for them. Because when it talks about the end of the Neolithic Age between 4000 and 3000 BC, new developments began to affect Neolithic towns in some area. This is World History textbook. National Geographic. The use of metal mark a new level of human control over the environment and its resources. They don't want people to know that. And therefore, why should I help these people in their vicious, evil desire. Why should I help them? They are homosexual. They don't want the world, the civilized world, to know that they are homosexual. So they're angry simply because they get clothing from us to start dress up themselves. Right? You see Lindsey Graham right there. I was on YouTube today where I hear him talking about if Donald Trump is going to run for election, you know, he's going to vote for him. That's what he said. Now, I don't care anything about the voting that these people are doing, because I know we need to get out of these white people and their fucking asshole and dogs. That's their cultural stuff. It's time we get rid of that now, because we have been believing in church and Holy Ghost and all that kind of thing. No academic truth about our origin, because they interfere with us. Our mind right now can't even think right because of what they did, right? Know about the miscegenation, the crossbreeding, what they did. Our blood is no good to us anymore. And it's the reason why we into church and all Christmas and Easter and stuff like that. We don't know ourselves. It's time for us to know ourselves. So I can't waste my time doing things that it's not helping us to know ourselves. You see what I mean? I know the period of time that I spend in psychological darkness. You know, I'm praying to the good gods of heaven to help us. You see? Really? That's what I want. I want liberation for us who are the same culture. They are not belonging to a culture, and it's in the World History textbook. And, you know, I know that it is because our brain is affected by their blood, and we are not able to understand things the way we are supposed to. So what can I say beside that? Now, so the fact that white people been around, say, 3.5 million years, they didn't talk, right? They're mute. They are, according to this book here, tells you when these people were created and who they are and who we are. But they are not satisfied with themselves. Okay? They want to be better creatures. But by natural causes, nature does its own work. And when nature creates you, you don't tell nature that it has no sense. You can't tell nature that you have no sense. And once it is recorded in the World History textbook, that's all you are known to be. What a condition it is, or it would be, if I sit here and decide, say, I can't read about our existence, not white people existence, because they are not in this book here as civilized people. If they were civilized, I would not be reading about the end of Neolithic age in the 4,000, 3,000 BC and about new development, because they've been here millions of years ago. This would not be written in world history textbook. Now, so everything that is written for us, they managed to come in and decide that they're going to own it. What I'm reading here don't concern white people. It does not. Come now, and we are forced to just talk about Jesus and crucifixion of Jesus, and it doesn't exist at all. Now, why do you think my hybrid ethnic people would read the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden and about God and his son fight a war with the devil? And Michael is one of the subjects into the war. And I think Michael must represent God. And God toss the devil down to earth. I always ask myself, why would God, who create the heaven and earth, he and his son Jesus, why would they ordain to have a war in the heaven that they make, when they have the right to make a perfect world, because they are perfect, God and his son in the Bible? But we don't see any of that perfection, right? So the Bible is something that we are reading now to make sense. Why, when we read those kind of stuff, we think it is true? I'm telling you, the interbreeding destroys our brain. And look how long this has been going on. And I have been a part of believing it too, that knowledge of reading and knowing what I'm reading was not in me. It is, you know, down the road, and as I get older and changes are taking place in my brain, I begin to understand the proper principle of reading words and how to arrive at the sense that is written. So, when you have these white people who begin to talk for 3.5 million years, nobody can find them after 1.5 million years, because they are hiding and trying to make unnatural development and turn Cro-Magnon man, modern time people. And we don't know where they come from, talking. Well, I'm telling you where they come from, talking. And they can't run from it long, forever. These white people, they are covetous, they are liars, they are blood, murderers. They don't care about whether or not we hybrid people whether we prosper. They only want to take away what we have. And I read about it. I read about it. Now that I am awakened and begin to use the little knowledge of reading that I have, don't belong among us hybrid people. They don't want to acknowledge that we are hybrid people. They've been around long before us. Okay? So why is it a book is written about us and not them? That they don't have anything about themselves to establish a church on. So they use us, and as it were, we don't even know. Why we don't know? Because 100,000 years ago, they spill their monkey blood inside of our blood and created crossbreeding. And our species are not good for much of anything. The gods will not identify with us. They keep their planet, you know, prospering, but we have no communication with our creator because these white people turn us idiots. And they know that they have done it so successfully that they do anything and don't care whether or not, you know, we are hurting. They don't care. So when it comes to what is written in the book, it's about us, but they take it for themselves because we're too foolish for now. African people are mentally ill. Point is, we don't know, but a few of us know. And those of us who know, it takes a mighty long time before we know enough to talk about it and to actually talk about it. Why is it we don't know? Our brain orbital drop. It drop. And white people are telling us that they are the civilized people. They have the secret to everything. They are scholars and they are this and that. And ask them, where is the civilized things that white people manufacture in Europe before this date? 509 BC, where they had carry out the coup to remove the Roman king. And after that, all hell breaks loose. How could they do that by themselves? And Africa is there as the world government. You know, since then, there is no world government. From the date I tell you, 509 BC, no. White people take it for fun to do the things they do to the civilized people. So since we are naive and we are in a state of mindless knowledge and understanding, they get to do whatever they feel like doing. And whatever they do is what carries the day. And I'm saying, take heed. Take heed. We are not going to let dog fucking ass white people. See, they make laws to make their culture married sodomite. So it's not the traditional meaning of marriage anymore. Everywhere we settle since we left Africa 100,000 years ago, this homosexual white people culture insists that they must rule the world. Yet still, when you read this world history textbook, it doesn't tell us about them and their development because they are not a part of us. They don't have our species. They come from their own hominid species. Okay? And in this world history textbook, it tells you who they are, and they're ape-looking people. How do they get to look like real human beings? Because we turn fool, we don't know. So they look like us, they talk like us, it's another brand of humanity, but another gods make them. We don't have anything to say the Elohim God make them. And they write a Bible to say a God where we can't see. We don't have any history that talk about white people God. They write about their own God and fool us, our God. We don't have reading sense to make distinction and know nothing don't go like that. So I'm telling you that look at the date of time when this book is telling us about Neolithic age, 4,000 years ago. That is in the range of Mesopotamia, you know, and civilized law. White people now have nothing to do with it. And yet still, they are the one who's running the world. And we don't know that. You see what I mean? But it is not to be existence of civilized people to go perish. It's not. You see? But how firm am I going to stand for what is civilized? I'm going to stand for what is civilized. You see? And the uncivilized white people, them were fuck dogs and fuck each other's asshole. They must find where they come from. Yes. Because there is supreme principality. As long as we are connected to the truth of our existence, we are not sodomite culture. Okay? And if they think that they will survive doing what they're doing, well, it's up to them. But what is up to us is not to talk about Adam and Eve in a garden where he eat a fruit. Not Nagasa. Not Nagasa. So if those of us who have lost our senses completely will die and perish, but those of us who come to our senses after this long, long time, we have to identify who we are. And we will have to be who we are and pray to our gods. Not them Bible sodomite God, what am I talking about, and a Jesus Christ that don't exist. And had we good sense and our minds natural, we would find out, but they are telling us in the Bible, our mind must be unnatural for us to understand all these old bunch of garbage, stinking cabbage water stuff that they write in the Bible, and we don't know whether it's day or night. So, it's the evidence
that tells us who we are is not what these people are using the wealth that Africa allowed them to have. You see what I mean? So both them and Africa is to get the blast of the gods, because the gods commission us to represent Nibiru kingship government. That's what we must represent. What is stopping us? What is stopping us is what has happened 100,000 years ago, when these ape-like men come like raving wolves down our ancestors. That's why they are talking today. Okay? And you see, they are wearing clothing, and we don't know that it is since they interfere with us over 100,000 years why they are talking and wearing cloth. That's a fact. All these things that white people are glamorizing themselves in, listen to this carefully and tell me, were they around in Europe doing civilized things before we come along 200,000 years ago? What we get from them? What do we see about them that shows initiation of civilization long time ago? No, it's a human civilization, not monkey human civilization, but human civilization. That means this human species that is now extant. And it's right written into this World Literature textbook. And they don't, because we are not able to read and understand it, it don't mean that we can't read at all. It means that the part of our brain that is supposed to know these things, you're reading about history and things that happen, they realize that we are not understanding it, so they can do whatever they want. So when we are dealing with 4,000 years ago, that's just the other day, comparing to when we were leaving Africa, a whole bunch of hundreds of thousands of years in the past, when civilization and the making of certain things by us, the civilized hybrid people, these white people were on their way trying to nurse them a culture that speaks. That's what they were doing. But gradually, our brain begin to heb and lose our orbital function. That's why, you know, it's just like you a little child and you go to Sunday school and you really can't read and to understand, comprehend what they're talking about. So everything goes for you. You believe everything. If you're mature and you're able to understand, it's a different story. You see what I mean? So right now, this is the problem. Where these white people decide they are following us after all these years. They come in after us because they know that we have achieved a level of success because we are civilized. But they realize that something is wrong with us by the interbreeding that still continue this to this day that we are doing with them. So that means we will never come to our senses again, those of us who have not found that light of understanding. However, if we are inclined to pay attention, we will begin to understand. But as long as we love Jesus and, you know, we receive the Holy Ghost and all that on the day of Pentecost, as long as we believe those things, those are the filth of the white people. But they feed it to us like it's good knowledge, right? Not Nagasa. So we are going to be confused until we are dead. And you will be dead with, you know, at least some of us, with substantial wealth. But yet still, you don't understand the history book, and you don't understand your Bible either, because your Bible is leading you into darkness, and you don't know the difference. All you know is that white people are ruling. How many different places have we settled since we leave Africa? How many places? A lot of different places. And they come after us with imperial colonialism. Where that come from? We have lords, civilized lords, long before they come about. And 509 BC, I told you about that date. It is in World History Textbook. You don't see no white people prior to that. I do no political thing. The first political thing that they did was the 509 BC, when they pull off the coup and kick out the king from out of his place. From that, you don't see no more kingship establishment raised, except you, Selassie. And there may be some other African who, you know, call themselves by, you know, one downgrade size of king, you know, it's not the same thing, you see, because Africa is not supposed to be a place that is calling government something else, because we are under a solar calendar. We don't have a moon calendar. You see? So the whole thing I read and see, I don't read on a high academic level like millions of people around the world. You know, I just managed to get a little improvement going to adult high school and graduate. So I get to know a few things, you know what I mean? However, everybody got to walk the primary street of language and get to know what at that level. Nobody's is higher than walking through the generic level of language. All right, so I know what I'm talking, and I understand the view of the world. What you call it? Have a sense of world view. I have that, and when what I say will take root and begin to dictate the truth, then the gods will be glorified, and we will have joy in them. Not what these white people do here. And I'm saying, get out. Get out before too late. So I am telling you that what is laid out in the World History Textbook, and what I'm talking directly now, the World History National Geographic edition, that kind of history. It tells you when these white people did not get to the point where they are doing enough things for their culture. They never get up to that level because they started off way back 100,000 years ago, the same time when we are leaving Africa. You see what I'm saying? So this talking and look like us, it happened way back there. Okay? So they don't have no sense about no civilization at all. The gods, the Elohim gods, they are the ones that brought us civilization, why we are called a hybrid race. You see what I mean? But they don't want it to be known. That's why they write a Bible and write all these old bunch of jackass nonsense in there. That all they can tell you is to believe and have faith in it. You see what I mean? And that is never going to ever get us anywhere that is civilized. They want to mix up our civilization with their sodomite way of life and their culture. And that's what they are doing. They write it. I read what they write. That's what they're doing. They did not come out from Europe to go back. White people that you're looking at. If you are making sense of the world, you have to see all the travel out, talk about customers, Christopher Columbus and some of their other people who talking about they're looking for the new world and all this kind of stuff. You don't accept what these white people tell you. They come here as criminals. They say they are leaving church persecution in England. Not in Augusta. A lie. You see, these people are sick in a different way than us, because we are primarily dumbed down. But we can do substantial things, except they have better sense than us as far as take power and rule. Kingship government. They have a problem with kingship government because they are criminals and they don't want the world to be, they don't want the world to be civilized. That's the fact truth. White people don't want the world to be civilized. They want to use civility and do their sodomy. Yeah, because guess what? Pure sodomy did not get them anything. So to mingle them blood with us, yeah, it get them better understanding. So they want, you know, some of this knowledge too. So that's where it comes in. All right. Now that it happened, that's what we have to deal with. If we can't come to our senses, we are done. We perish. Because remember now, we have a spirit inside of us that gives us a higher life than what white people them have. And even they know that enlightenment where them get, it don't make them anything. Okay? It's not the same. It's not the same type of human that the gods created, right? So no matter what they are doing, they cannot be counted as heirs of the gods. Criminal. And if we did not interbreed with them, we would not have the kind of world that we have right now. Okay? So when they talk about they make law and AD and Adamani and all that, look, I mean, the Pope have diarrhea when him I do that. You know, see it? Them and the little boys and all them kind of thing there. Listen, read the world. It's your textbook. Because is it me I read right now? Read page, you know, coming into chapter 1. You know, coming into chapter 1. It tells about how we came about. You see? It tells how we came about. All right. See what I mean? Yes, page, you know, it's from chapter 1. Yeah, chapter 1. Show you the orbital, you know, state. You know, and before history was widely, you know, made available, archaeology and anthropology, we have all these information that we're supposed to know. But it begins like with section 1, early humans, right? And the early humans, not us, it's not African hybrid people. We are not the early humans. It's them. And it tells you that humanity as a whole starts with hominids and end with the sapiens, who came just 200,000 years ago. You see what I mean? If we don't get to business and know the truth of life, these faggot white people, they are going to totally destroy us. Can't stand the truth when you're lying and when you're a thief. Okay, and you fucking asshole. You have a lot to hide because there's nothing nice about fucking somebody's asshole. Okay? And the point is, what's wrong when I tell you that? There is absolutely nothing wrong, but they want to kill you. You see, and unless you will try to avoid them killing you, you will accept them. And I say, God, that's not the way it works. I'm telling you that they are sodomites by nature. Now, they are hiding from themselves. Because now you see white people with wealth. They live in mansions. And they have the finest dress and, you know, and living like they were always nice looking people like they are. And it's not true. Okay? 200,000 years ago, take a good look at it. Take a good look at it. You know, I tell you what, if they allow people to hear what I'm saying right now on this show, it will surprise me because they don't want nobody to wise up and know who they are. You see what I mean? They are behaving like they always was marrying a woman, a man marrying a woman. But right in front of you, they are man, fucking man. And woman, fucking woman. Whichever way they do it, we, by our creation, not supposed to accept kind of life. It's not for us not to teach our children that. No. They come here and bring in Jesus and all these kind of stuff. That is, let me tell you something. That's conditioning we are going through. And they have it. Puritan Christian agenda. They'll tell you the whole thing. What they do, and they don't know apologies. They are telling you exactly what they do to us, and they don't care because they are talking to us under the understanding that we don't understand what they're telling us. That's how they look at us. Because we should never be going to no church. And no matter what Marcus Garvey say, Marcus Garvey don't have no sense. You see, the interbreeding thing knock off him brain long time too, because the kind of stuff that he's a church man. He's into church too. You know, because I heard him on tape recording saying that everybody have a right to whatever church they want to go. I'm saying to myself, you mean to tell me that we African people don't know that the church is not a civilized place for us to go and believing to those foolishness? I read it in the World History textbook. And I know it is not something that is civilized. Nothing about the church is civilized. But these folks, they are smart enough to turn over our custom and put it underneath their custom that they want us to get accustomed to. So they want us to become sodomite culture like they are. Telling you is a fact. But they don't want to identify with their own culture. That is what is happening. All right, you know, I can go on talking like that for a long, long time. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Show and Cosmic Philosopher. I am Jamal Dredd. I know I'm telling you the truth, and there's nothing else I am about to do. So you see, I'm telling you where it is clear that white people have no chance of being civilized. They make themselves being like civilization. They look like human beings, right? But they will also write and tell you that they were fucking our species, Neanderthals, for about some 18,000 years. And now they killed them off now, and their Homo erectus died out, and only that they interbreed with us. Why they are alive here today, these white people here. So it's not a joke. They want your blood. They want you to give them talking babies. So if you think that ask Kijanchi or whatever her name is that turned judge of the black girl, you know, to this white man. We don't know. We do not know. You see? And to the point where if you hear it, it don't make no sense to you. It don't make no sense to you. Well, I was hearing foolishness all of my early years, half a century, and nothing else makes sense to me but the church. But along the way, we don't have peace of mind or stuff like that, but we are forced to just focus that way that we are, you know, Christian, our parents are Christian. And we just follow along that way. But you know what? For a lot of us, we find problem and begin to think and see different things and begin to make sense of ourselves and put on the church because the church is not for us. So what I'm trying to tell you, while you see white people are dressed up and are carrying on like they are the civilized people, if you read the World History textbook, you don't see none of them in there dress up like what you see here today. Because their agenda is to deceive the African people to get us off the orbit of civilized thinking. That's what they are doing. And if we don't know that, we'll perish because, the gods wanted us to work, primitive worker. That's why they created us. So if we don't want civilization and to make it our way, our religion and way of life, these white people will use us. They will use us. I want to get the seriousness to the point where our gods begin to pity us and do something for us. That will get everything back in the right state. All right, so I am telling you that they want us to think that they are the one that built the Bronze Age. That's what they want us to think. But if you read, you will find out they have nothing to do with the Bronze Age. They make stone tools all millions of years, and they never spoke. So the situation where you see white people in, we are deceived with the church that they make up and stuff like that. You see, where they call themselves Romans, and we know about these Romans, and we can't resolve it. We don't know. But you see, when you get into this world, this textbook right here, it tells you everything. They are no Romans. None whatsoever. No moment in time in history these people were ever any Romans. They're criminals. They are Inquisition. The Pope, you never read the article about the Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics? You never read that, right? If you read it, read about it. Because it is important that we know the Pope is a sodomite man. They're not hiding it, right? But yet still, the rest of them white people, you look upon them and think that they're different from each other. They're not different from each other. They're the same blood culture, hominid, ape-like first humans, right? And what I'm trying to tell you is that they have nothing at all like wealth and riches. All the time that they spent, say, like 2 million years in Africa. That's all stone tools they make and can light a fire. There's nothing else. These guys were not cooking no menu or nothing like that. You see? And when they go into Europe 1.5 million years ago, same old, same old. And if you think I'm lying, well, what can you show? Can they show? What do we know that they have from long time immemorial? Nothing but making stone tools and light a fire, and they add animal skin as any type of attire is animal skin. There was nothing else. So if you want to stay here and make these white people drag you into their sodomite world and don't know, it's up to us. So I am telling you, when it comes to this date of the Neolithic Age, 4,000 to 3,000 BC, it begins to tell you we're by the desire of the gods. The gods set up like about 8-9 different centers or settlements. And they have everything. Now, they make us a slave people. And as we develop and become large in number, come down to 4,000 and 3,000 BC, the end of the Neolithic Age. And it is telling you we were not all that developed as a urban civilization. We never get up to that. We were in little villages and stuff like that in Africa, right? So when we began to spread out, the gods begin to make place, like rise up cities, right, and give us government, right, and the way of life, religion. We have we have facility where we can go and reverence the gods. You'll probably read about that. It's not like what they have as church and they want Jesus to die for your sin and all that. It's not. We don't belong to that saving grace type of foolishness of the Bible. But these folks managed to hard and set this concept up and steer us away from our history. But the history is right here. The history is right here. And they managed to get us, our minds, away from it. Oh, this is a very, very serious thing. This is a very serious thing. So I'm telling you, they never have nothing. All right, so it come down to even before. So it tells you the use of metal mark a new level of human control over the environment and its resources. They didn't. You talk about at this time? No. They don't have nothing. 3,000? No, they don't have nothing. What they were doing here when we began the Bronze Age, what they call it now, we have this revolution. Yes. When the Bronze Age revolution starts, with the environment, with the metal, right? And it says, the use of metal marked a new level of human control. It has nothing to do with white people. Look at the date and see when they began to do and how did they come to do it. They go and overthrow our king in Rome, Italy. You don't see them anywhere doing anything like that ever in life. Okay? So if you don't want to learn the truth, there's no way I force it on you. Even before 4,000 BC, craftspeople had discovered that by heating metal bearing rocks, they could turn the metal to liquid. The liquid metal could then be cast in molds, tools, and weapons. Now, they have what we create in metal. As I tell you, it make, we have control over our environment. It's not talking about white people having no control over no environment, because they have nothing under the environment to build a culture or nothing. So it goes on to tell that nevertheless, the widespread use of bronze has led historians to speak of a Bronze Age from around 3,000 to 1,200 BC. Look at this historic record, the time that even at 1,200 BC, white people never show any sign of political gathering. None. None at all. And you're going to see the places that are named to be African hybrid and the urban civilization that was raised up by the gods for the thriving hybrid ethnic people, not European white people, hominid them, not them. So you have to know what they did to us that turned us full, and they have to be, take control of us. Mm-hmm. and why Africa is no longer running a real government, you have got to read and find out. But the reason why is because they turn idiots. So not because you see they are carrying on a certain kind of way. You have to look and see that the mentality for us to run our government is no longer there. They're not showing that. You see what I mean? They don't want to be called by kingship. And that's the government name for Nibiru, where they come from, government. You probably don't even, you know, I think a lot of us even have a hard time to accept the gods came from somewhere and come to Earth and go into South Africa. You know, because we lose our senses. So it goes on to tell you that the Neolithic age was drawing to a close, but it had set the stage for major changes to come. At first, Neolithic settlement had been hardly more than villages. Hear that? As the inhabitants mastered the art of farming, they gradually began to develop more complex societies. As their wealth increased, these societies began to create armies and to build walled cities. By the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. Is that Europe? No. No. So if you out there and you're listening and, you know, I mean, nothing is going to be good for you if you are not with the truth. Nothing at all. Because nobody don't want you, and in this case, the gods don't have any use for us unless we are clean people. You see what I mean? So if you want to go with these sodomites that come in and we spread the bed for them and their Jesus, we believe, it's your business that. I mean, you don't have any soul that worth, you know, being nurtured at all. So you're going to go on there on top where you have the Holy Ghost and all that kind of stuff. And those things are really filthy stuff. Really. Yeah. Never mind that we've been believing it all this time. We never know. We don't know. Start to read, and I start to find out. I am no more off of that at all. All right? So this is what I'm trying to tell you now. These places, Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China, are these places Europe? No. So why you think they don't mention these Europe white people into this world is the textbook, into civilization that is being built up by the gods? And they, what did they have at this time, 1200 BC? What did they have? I just told you that 509, right? 509 BC. You know, that's a 500 years. About 510 years or something like that. So clearly, you don't see any evidence of white people with any civilization up to 1200 BC, not AD. You have to understand when they change from the sun solar calendar and change it to useless calendar of the moon, the season. And what they wanted to do is to worship the Pope as I tell you, that is a fact. Okay? Because we worship festival of the gods, the true and living Elohim. And the calendar has dates and certain things that must be done. The king is affected that run kingship government. The calendar affects that. It affects when we born and the houses of the zodiac that affects us when we born, because we are hybrid. We are hybrid. We're not European faggots then. Okay? And that's what we're supposed to know. I'm telling you from the world. It's a textbook. And they want to carry God, church, and Jesus. And those things, I mean, it's sickening to realize that we read, Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic, and we don't think nothing about it. Imagine that. That's how far our brain is. Whether you want to accept it or not. So it goes on to say that Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China, that's where civilization first developed. Read it and you will find out. You see? Laws of kings, Urnamu, Amurabi, and all that. Nobody don't know nothing about them. White people here and nothing. They're going to come talk about AD Anno Domini now. It's time for us to wake up. You hear me? And then it goes on to tell you the emergence of civilization. The emergence of civilization. Listen to what concern African people. Not white people, them call themselves. And they are way out of line compared to who we are. They want us to accept them like they are one of us humans and write a Bible to say, you know, our history don't mean anything. It's what them are right. Oh, come on, these fucking sodomite wild people, man. Come on. They really, really destroy our brain that we believe all these things, and it's hard for us to get out of it. So it goes on to say, in general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. Now, as we have seen, early human beings formed small groups that developed culture that enabled them to survive. As human societies grew, who are the human society? It's not Europeans. It's not people in a Europe. Because they are up there 1.5 million years ago, right? And all the bad something that they do that we don't know, we only find ourselves turned fool over the last 100,000 years here. We do a lot of things and have a lot of things. But these white people come and talk about they have government because they learn from our institution, my friends. Because where they get knowledge from about law or doing anything civilized, they got it from us. It is well explained in the world. It's textbook. So when it talks about as human society grew, who are they talking? What species people are they talking? As they grew and become more complex. A new form of human existence. It's not talking about white people, eh? Call civilization came into being. When I ask people about what is civilization, they don't know. They do not know. Civilization is not what the world think about broadly at all. And it is showing here that it is the people that the gods created. They are the ones that develop in Africa. And you don't need to listen to white people who tell you this and I tell you that, because they're my sodomite. They're my crooks. They don't look. I tell you, Africa, you have to go and see Africa and the African people them, because them turns idiot too. All of them into church, and you don't find a church into the world. It's a textbook at all. Neither in the prehistory, the gods, and all of their establishment. You don't read about no church. And not even these white people talk about church until a certain time. And that is not under the the AD and Adamani calendar either. You see, they start with the political confiscation of African people's property and force you to become a Christian. They started that. And then they make up this, after they change the calendar first, right? And then they have an inauguration in AD 325. That's when they established Christianity as a legal religion. Legal by what standard? What law make Christianity legal? They don't have none. They must have it in Europe, but they don't have it. Look, the thing is, we don't belong to white people's jurisdiction of law. Plain and simple. Because they can't even show you the premise by which they make AD and Adamani, because they are talking about a Jesus. How can they make a Jesus Christ out of nothing and tell you to believe it? And that's the what they are using to say they are running a government of the world, because they are making something as though the gods came to earth when there were no civilization and then make a human species. You see, a human species that can elevate to hybrid, perfect hybrid civilization. That's what happened. So these white people, is trickery that get them where they are, and it's for us to know. Well, you know, I mean, too bad when we don't know, but it is for us to know. When we know, the whole thing is done. You don't kneel down or do what them, you know, them must sell you this or sell you that. Them not have nothing to sell the African people. It's because we're an idiot why we don't know that. So we can't tell the difference between Mesopotamia, China, India, and the Indus Valley. We don't know these things, and that is our problem. So I am telling you that the emergence of civilization, we are the civilization, not white people. You see, more for them to talk about them have law. But, you know, you can make up anything you want and bring people under anything that they will come under. The point is, they don't have any government to control us at all. And what they are doing is abusing us by us believing that they really have a government. No. I mean, take them and let them and walk them down to prove it to you. They can't prove it. You know, see? Culture. We are a culture. What they are, you know, they are hardly a culture. But give them that they are sodomite culture, right? They don't belong to us, because this is telling us it's the way that a people, the life that you follow, the type of life that you follow. When you have heterosexual people who have children all around the world and stuff like that, and these people are hatching a whole bunch of sodomite baby all the time and full up the world with sodomy. You know, that's a different story. They don't belong to our culture. You see what I mean? And the thing is, they are forcing us to join them. As we have seen, early human beings formed small groups, developed a simple culture that enabled them to survive. We don't have nothing to do with them. A new form of human existence. So where this history has been all along? It's been here. Of course it's been here. But them turn we head full 100,000 years ago, and down the line we heb and digress. Recessive. We become recessive. We go back lower than where we were because we had sense. Now we don't have this kind of sense. Besides the foolishness that they write in the Bible about Jesus and Satan and the worst of what they write that don't make no sense. We believe the whole lock, stock, barrel of it. Like believing a talking serpent and all that kind of thing. I was listening to Bart Ehrman last night he was host on a show. And there was the host that was interviewing him. And they were talking on, you know, when you hear what they say about the Bible, Bart Ehrman was a minister. And he discovered that the Bible is not a civilized book. And he begin to educate people in it. Right? He doesn't act, he act like a scholar with it. And he doesn't, you know, he doesn't really talk with the kind of a aggression that I have. Right? I'm very, very, I don't want no whole bunch of time to run off before we understand and get on the right track. It shouldn't be all that complicated, you know. But it's like we don't think that there's anything else to know because we turned fool already. We turned fool already, and the amount of time we spend into foolishness, we don't think anything else exists. We really think Jesus exists. I'm reading now and coming to the clear fact. No, Jesus never exists. No, Adam and Eve never did exist. What we are reading in the Bible, what they are reading in the Bible is extracts from history. And they are lying to turn the world of people upside down, you know. And that they don't see anything wrong with being sodomite fucking assholes. You see what I mean? But they can't face the fact that we are people that are created by a certain type of nature, energy. We're not like them. We never was like monkeys. You see what I mean? So this is the thing about it. Now, I'm telling you, we can't afford to allow white people to drag us down to their level. They are dressing up and look like us in every kind of way. Not we doing it, the reverse to them. Right? They doing it to us and pulling us into the whole bunch of, you know, sewer where they come from. You see? Because basically they don't talk. They didn't talk for over almost 3.5 million years. They didn't talk. They didn't speak. No language. And now they want to turn everything around. So not unless we get the proper understanding, these folks going to drag us exactly into their culture. That's not our culture. For them, culture is not our culture. But already too many of us accept that. You see what I mean? Because we think it's okay for married white people. and feel below them and think that when them like you and want to like get into relationship with you, you are exalted because white people are above African people. And that is a lie. It is a lie. But if we cannot identify the fact, we will believe the lie, of course, because we want to be recognized that way. But with the truth, that's all we need as recognition. All right. So it goes on. It tells you what is a civilization in this world, is a textbook. It tells you about the cities that is raised up, Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China, right? These places are being built up, right? Then you have government. Now, this, like I say, what I've been reading from the Neolithic age, come on, and to the Bronze Age, I make it very clear, it has nothing to do with white people development in Europe. Why they are known as European today is because they left Africa earlier, before we come about, and even before the gods came about on earth. They left Africa and go up into Europe 1.5 million years ago. So their development to what they are here today is something for people to understand, because it is not understood, but they have worked their brain and steer things in the world the way it is and kick out our civilized government rule. Yeah, that's what they do. And it is into the world, it's a textbook. Now, if we are going to develop into exactly who we are to be, then it means that we will have to read and discover what happened to, like, to ourselves in true knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of civilization. They are not civilized. No white people are civilized. Not one of them. Okay? Now, why don't they tell us something that we cannot disprove? Anything they say about us, we can disprove anything that they say that's not true. You see? But they can't disprove anything we say, because we're telling the truth. They are criminals and they are filthiness. Then about church and all these kind of raga, something they set up all over the world. So I'm telling you, in the world, it's a textbook here. You don't hear anybody else say nothing about this, but you have like about some 13, 15 years old, Pope John Paul make confession, false. The church will apologize for of the church. Imagine a church that's supposed to be a clean place. I tell you, when we tell you that, Christianity is filth from the start. You're not going to accept that because you think it's the only good thing in the world. No, you got to expand your knowledge about the world by reading from good source of history. So, yeah, we have government. You know, imagine kingship government. You see what I mean? Kingship government. That is history, nothing else. It is history. What else is history? The government that came from Nibiru, and we are to emulate it. So when these sodomites come and throw out the custom of kingship, my friends, it is the worst thing to happen, and it means that the gods could destroy everything on the planet Earth right now when we make their work of none effect. And curse them and, you know, disrespect the God's work. You know, I'm not going to do that. You know, to please these sodomite fucking ass white people them. And they're not civilized. I can see that. So I don't have a problem, you know, to hold on to my stupid belief system. I throw that away. Now, it's difficult when you don't know. So here is government. You see, and it tells you what the government is like. It's not no voting, what you call, Republican and Democrat system. Nothing like that. We don't have a system like that. So let me go on and tell you about the type of life that we live is expressed this way in the World History textbook. It says, the role of religion, important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religion to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. We have an existence, and white people don't want it to be known. When it is plain, but so they are putting all these old bunch of things to like destroy our focus and our sense of distinction. That's what they're doing. That's why we are in the position we are in here today. And so, since this is authority I am reading, you know, they get away when we don't know that we have authority to live by. You know, and inalienable rights is not something that they can mess with, because there's no law that they can make to affect the African people already creation and the inalienable rights under your creation. That is kingship government. That is the calendar of the solar system. No. There's nothing else. Civilization, how do we allow these faggot white people to come and talk about they running a government that and control us and they control everything we have? Simple, because we're not paying attention. We're not paying attention. And I don't have anything else to say but what is in the authority book. And there's none of them out there that can render this null and void. This render white people, fraudulent so-called government. They are null and void. Okay? They don't have no real principality of government that's been here long before they are talking. All right. So it tells you, all of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Our existence, my friend, and the workings of the forces of nature, that's what the gods, that's what they affect. That's what they cause to make us live. So it goes on. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. To win their favor, priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priest special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval, and some rulers claimed to be divine. Now, my friends, it goes on to say some more things about a new social structure. So we have a new standard of life given to us by the gods, big urban civilization, and, you know, and now whatever is wrong with us, we can make it right. Right? Attend to the way we are thinking and the words you're reading and begin to purge yourself. Now, my friends, this is the truth, I'm telling you. And whether or not you find it difficult to understand, well, you're going to have to try to understand, because church is not an option. African people don't belong to no church whatsoever. It's not in the plan of history at all. All right. So now, you know, since this development comes in, we have now, for the first time, a new social structure. Higher than the one that we accustomed to. We are raised up to be, enjoying a higher life. That's what is going on into this world is the textbook. And, you know, the date that we are talking about, from 4,000 to 3,000 to 1,200 BC. From then, we are talking about a new social structure. And it goes on like this. A new social structure based on economic power also arose. Rulers and an upper class. Rulers and an upper class of priests, government officials, and warriors dominated society. Below this upper class was a large group of free people, farmers, artisans, and craft people. At the bottom was a slave class. Abundant food supplies created new opportunities, enabling some people to work in occupations other than farming. The demand of the upper class for luxury items encouraged artisans and craftspeople to create new products. As urban populations exported finished goods to neighboring populations in exchange for raw materials, organized trade began to grow because trade brought new civilizations into contact with one another. It often led to the transfer of new technology from one region to another. By and large, however, the early River Valley civilization developed independently. Each one was based on developments connected to the agricultural revolution of the Neolithic Age and the cities that this revolution helped to produce. Taken together, the civilizations of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China constitute nothing less than a revolutionary stage in the growth of human society. And remember, I'm telling you, there is nothing in here for white people. Europe is a separate place or entity. for them. So where they find themselves, what we see them doing, is simply because we lose our brain. From they fuck our people and turn them silly over the past 100,000 years, we don't know anything. Right? So the time has come when we are having a revival of our culture. I'm reading it in the World History textbook, and let's hope that you can somewhere in you to rehabilitate yourself academically. And so it goes on. The use of writing. Writing was an important feature in the life of these new civilizations. Above all, rulers, priests, architects, and artisans use writing to keep accurate records. Of course, all civilizations depended on writing to keep record. The Inca in Peru, see chapter 11, for example, relied on well-trained memory experts to keep track of their important matters. As a means of creative expression, as well as for record keeping, this produced the world's first works of literature. Then, artistic activity. Significant artistic activity was another feature of the new civilizations. Temples and pyramids were built, places for worship. It's not church. It's not church at all. Worship is not about church. These white people come in with this to turn the world upside down. Or sacrifice. Worship or sacrifice. Or for the rich. Or for the burial of kings and other important people. Painting and sculpture were developed to portray God and goddesses or natural forces. All right. Now, let's go over to we are in chapter 2 now, right? Want to read you some other things here that is important. I am talking about right now. I'm going to go to the feature and see what I can do when I get done with this portion here. The impact of geography. The ancient Greeks spoke of the valley between the Tigris and Euphrates, rivers and Tigris and Euphrates rivers as Mesopotamia, the land between the rivers. Mesopotamia was the eastern end of an area known as the Fertile Crescent, and an arc of land from the Mediterranean Sea to the Persian Gulf, because this land had rich soil and abundant crops. It was able to sustain an early civilization. Mesopotamia was a region with little rain, but its soil had been enriched over the years by layers of silt. Material deposited by the two rivers. In late spring, the Tigris and Euphrates often overflowed their banks and deposit their fertile silt. This flooding, however, depended on the melting of snow in the upper mountains, where the rivers began. People in the valley could not tell exactly when the floods would come or how large they would be, because these circumstances forming in ancient Mesopotamia would be done only when people control the flow of the rivers. Irrigation and drainage ditches, part of a large-scale system of water control, made it possible to grow crops on a regular basis. The resulting abundance of food enabled large numbers of people to live together in cities and made possible the emergence of civilization in Mesopotamia. My friends, over and over, I'm reading these things, and I just hope that you are paying attention to, A, we don't have any white people in our civilization, no? Other than what I'm reading, you don't see a trace of white people in there. And like I said to you, you don't see them into no political activism until 509 BC. That's when they plan to make their move on us, and there will be no Africa to protect us. Here we are today, underneath them, under their footstool. Simply because we don't know what is in the world, it's the textbook. And so then, he says, when we speak of Mesopotamian civilization, we are referring to the achievements of several peoples. Ancient Mesopotamia includes three general areas. And it says, surrounding countryside, they formed city-states, the basic units of Sumerian civilization. Sumerian cities were surrounded by walls, Uruk, for example, was encircled by a wall 6 miles, 10 km long, defense towers located along the wall every 30 to 35 feet, 9 to 10 m. City dwelling built of sun-dry bricks included both the small houses of peasants and the larger buildings of the city officials, priests, and priestesses. Although Mesopotamia had little stone or wood for building purposes, it did have plenty of mud. Mud bricks, easily shaped by hand, were left to bake in the hot sun until they were hard enough to use for building. People in Mesopotamia were remarkably creative with mud bricks. They invented the ark and the dome, and they built some of the largest brick buildings in the world. Mud bricks are still used in rural areas of South Asia today. So he goes on to say, gods, goddesses, and rulers. The most prominent building in the Sumerian city was the temple dedicated to the chief god. Not the Sodomite God of the Bible. This is Elohim God, small G-O-D, or goddesses. You see what I mean? When I tell you that our civilization has nothing to do with white people, because white people don't want have nothing to do with the Elohim gods, after they decided to make up Christianity, they've gone with the name Romans and everything, and gone with whatever respect they get for being, you know, covering up under the Sodomite. Yeah, they don't want to have anything to do with gods and goddesses today. They are self-sufficient today. This is what is happening. So when I'm telling you, this is the authority book that tell us about civilization. They did not have no civilization for 3.5 years. How did they get civilization? We turn fool, we don't know. So it goes on. The most prominent building in a Sumerian city was the temple dedicated to the chief god or goddesses of the city. This temple was often built atop a massive steep tower called a ziggurat. The Sumerians believed that gods and goddesses owned the city, or owned the cities. The people devoted much of their wealth to building temples, as well as in elaborate houses for the priests and priestesses who serve the gods. You go right into this world history textbook where these people are calling themselves Romans because they are sheltering themselves from proper identity of their Sodom, of their sodomy culture. So this is what they're doing. You go to a place here into this verse, it's the book, and it tells you that they, oh, they love the gods. Yeah? Yeah. It tells you, oh, they reverence and serve the gods too, back in those days. But they graduate now and they're on their own. You see? So this is what is happening here. And I just want to, like, the Romans believed that the observance of proper ritual by state priests brought them into a right relationship with the gods. And then you have, they say again, that this guaranteed peace and prosperity, indeed the Romans believed that their success in para meant that they had earned the favor of the gods. As the politician Cicero claimed in the first century BC, we have overcome all the nations of the world. That they're talking about us, African people, you know. They are saying that they have overcome all the nations of the world. The nations of the world. Because we have realized the world is directed and governed by the gods, my friends. And it goes on to tell you how they raise up Jewish background and rise of Christianity. Look, there's a lot of things here, man, that we need to realize. You hear? There's a lot of things we need to realize. So here it goes on to say that the people devoted much of their wealth to building temples, well as served the gods. The temples and related buildings served as the center of the city physically, economically, and even politically. See? So, we are not without proper politics, but what these white people are on is not our politics. You know, see? We are kingship politics. You see? Then we talk about AD and Adamani that is built upon Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is not even a character of Europe. Not even a character of Europe. Them have built something off of the African existence. That's why they're talking about Adam and Eve's sin. That's not for them. They don't have no book, no history that said that they were created by Adam and Eve. So why do they write that in a Bible and making it seem like we and them was created by the Sodomite God in the Bible and Christianity belongs to us? Why? You see what I mean? There is much for us to understand here. Priestesses who supervised the temples and their property had a great deal of power. In fact, historians believe that in the early stages of the city-state, priests and priestesses played an important role in ruling. The Sumerians believed that the gods ruled the cities, making the state a theocracy. A government by divine authority. right? A government by divine authority. So now they kick out the king and begin to go all about and confiscate everything African people have, whether is wealth and in land or otherwise, and control you as an individual. Look at what I am reading in this World History textbook, where we have gone to, because our brain is no longer working, you know, the right upper orbital operation. We don't know things anymore, and therefore these white people can do whatever they want to do with us. That's what they're doing. The KKK and whatnot. You see? So it goes on to say that the Sumerian believed that the gods rule the cities, making the state a theocracy, a government by divine authority. Especially, however, ruling power passed into the hands of worldly figures or kings. That is after the gods, they cease rule. Succession. We take succession. These sodomite people that we have talked about, them are government, is the worst thing that we do. Okay? Sumerian viewed kingship as divine in origin. No matter what you see people may be doing, it is divine kingship. And the Sumerian people of 6,000 years ago, they viewed kingship as divine in origin. Kings, they believed, derived their power from the gods. See what I mean? That's the connection. And were the agent of the gods. As one person said in a petition to his king, "You, in your judgment, you are the son of Anu, God of the sky. Your commands like the work of a god cannot be reversed. Your words like rain poured down from heaven are without number, regardless of their origins. Kings had power. They led armies, supervised the building of public works, organized workers for the irrigation project on which Mesopotamian farming depended. The army, the government, the priests and priestesses all aided the king in their rule as befitted their power. Sumerian king, their wives and their children lived in large places." And then it goes on with more to tell you about economy and society. You see what I mean? And then it goes on to empires in Mesopotamia. And then it goes on tell you this. It goes on to tell you of the north of the Sumerian city-states were the Akkadians. We call them a Semitic people because they spoke a Semitic language. And you hear them white people I talk about them as Semitic people now, and them are Jews. Around, we're talking about 2340 BC. Sargon, leader of the Arcadians, overrun the Sumerian city-states and set up a first empire in world history. That's what the white people them want as well. When they talk about them become Romans, they want, and then they say God, the gods afford them to get to acquire an empire. And it means that they have good connection with the gods and all them kind of foolishness that them attack. So it went on to say, empire is a large political unit or state, usually under a single leader that control many people or territories. Empires are often easily be created, but difficult to maintain. The rise and fall of empires is an important part of history. Attacks from neighboring hill people eventually caused the Arcadian Empire to fall. Who was attacking? The white people. Then. And them. It's them. It's because you will read where they were ruling Mesopotamia and Babylon, and they probably were ruling Arcadian too. And so its end by 2100 BC brought a return to the system of warring city-state. It was not until 1792 BC that a new empire came to control much of Mesopotamia. Leadership came from Babylon, a city-state south of Akkad, where Hammurabi came to power. He gained control over Sumer and Akkad, thus creating a new Mesopotamian kingdom. After his death in 1750 BC, ever a series of weak kings was unable to keep Hammurabi Empire united. And it finally fell to new invaders. See? Who them? It's not the African people do that. It's these white people. There's a lot that we must know about these white people. You see the kind of wealth that they control today? And Africa shut up there and not doing anything? Now, it's something for us to understand, but we're not going to do well at the rate where our brain is gone, where we're not really understanding anything. You know, I'm trying my best now to, like, tell people whatever I can, whatever I know. But, look, I know it's good for me to be having this understanding and live a bona fide life, the right authentic life. by knowing the right thing. Don't follow these faggots who want to fuck our soul all the time. You see what I mean? They don't have anything to do with us. You hear from what I'm reading in the World History textbook. They don't have anything to do with us. Pray down, come back to your senses. You see? And the gods will look down on us with pity. Right now, we're not getting much of anything. Okay? Only that the gods are maintaining the value of the hurt that they fix up and set for us to live by. But, it is awful. You know, it's like they could just wash it all away and kill you, all of us. You see what I mean? But, hey, if you know better, you'd like to do better. But you have to do the right thing. No, what are you going to do with white people say you are under them government? White people can never have a government. Never at all. And if you think I'm joking, no. All they can do is cut off my mic and you don't hear what I'm saying. That's all they can do. But there's nothing they can do. Talk the right thing. Same thing with Twitter. Twitter have my tweet for going into 4 years now, and they won't respond to the tweet that they say they block for me. And I appeal it, and they're supposed to respond to it. Like going into 4 years now. And they can't respond to me yet. It's based upon the title of the tweet. You'd be shocked. What can answer me? They answer like almost anything you ask them. But if you're onto something, you know the history, and you confront them, even Google will turn you off somewhere and tell you, you need to say something else and not that what you say, because it's like they don't have anything to tell you about that. Yeah, there's a lot of bad things going on that we don't really know about. All right. Now, let me rush on to my next portion. The gods I tell you what, before I do that, let me just give you a little bit of autumn leaf or Nat King Cole. Just a minute.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Okay, now here we are. Just break the spell a bit, and we are going to, like, get through this. I can see we have right time. The gods of natural destruction obliterates unlawful AD on a dominant and civilized.
Estabilis.
Yeah. This is, all right, so this is what it is. Yes, the gods of nature, of natural destruction. The gods of natural destruction obliterates. No, I can't say obliterate. It's obliterate. Obliterate. Okay. The gods of natural destruction obliterate unlawful AD on a dominant, uncivilized establishment. I can say establishment. Yes, just leave it at that. Establishment. It means everything that they establish. Why Europe uncivilized AD law? User Elohim kingship government. Yes, that's what it is. Why Europe and civilized AD law usurp Elohim kingship government. Explain. You need to explain this. Explain it. All right, so it goes on now. We still did not get it right, eh? But we got it. All right, here we go. The code of Hur-Nammu. We're talking about the first civilized law written for mankind. It just don't not applicable to white people, humanity, because they were not created to be civilized people. You see, all of their species died out, subgroup and everything, leaving them. And the report now is only sapien, wise sapien species are alive in the world, okay, of talking people. You see, so there is a bad situation with talking people today, because you have a lot of people talking and they are as uncivilized as ever, but they're talking. Well, only history can make us know why these things exist, because history tells us. All right. So now, when you Google and ask for the earliest civilization, who do they tell you? They don't tell you it's Europe. So you consider what I said to you. They are not in this world history textbook as civilized people. And wherever they are
recorded in this, they are using camouflage identity, white people. They are camouflage into the world Isatex. Cannot represent them. They cannot represent sodomy as a civilization. But at the rate that we are losing our senses, they're basically pretty much there of calling themselves a civilization. I think there's some places I see they represent themselves as a civilization. And it's a lie. Now, it's our problem to solve, you know. All right. So, it's going on now to say this. Why do we have the information of civilization and we allow these faggot white people to come like 6 or 7,000 miles away and destroy everything we have and take charge? And everything they know, they get it from us. The history show that. The code of Ur-Nammu, King Ur-Nammu, is the oldest known law code serving today. You see? It is serving the world today because it's the first, how these white people, well, I know how their brain, with the mixed up blood that they have, you know, they have a lot of sense like us, but how far they go with it? They kill people like they don't have any sense and do all kind of stuff on top of it. They run in government? No. They don't have close to enough sense to run a government. If you think what they're doing now is running a government, well, because they make road and some other something like that. No. What do they do with the African people? Can they be government and do the kind of stuff they do all around the world to the African people? You call them civilized? You must be out of your mind. Okay. Where civilization is concerned, white people have nothing to do with it. If we make them have something to do with it, we turn food. And they are, you know, at liberty to do anything they want. You see, they go to Libya and kill Gaddafi. Yeah, it is because Gaddafi lost his mind, maybe in his mother's womb, because we're talking about 100,000 years ago. You see what I mean? So Saddam too lost his mind because they think these white people are something else. Because they use their criminal way of thinking, now that they have some blood in them that make them talk. Oh, that's it. That's it. Now, it's Ur-Nammu I'm reading, and it comes like, what purpose is this to you? You don't know what purpose this is. You have to get these sodomites out of the way before you understand what the civilized world is. Now, this is a civilized king right here, Ur-Nammu, and he is among those in the early rule of kingship after the flood that began, like in the Mesopotamian establishment, began to write laws, right? That's way back if they're writing the right date. But say 2100 BC, okay? So from Mesopotamia, and is written on tablets in the Sumerian language. Yeah, and this ranges, imagined for the time that Ur-Nammu reigned, 2100 to 2050 BC. And next is Amurabi. Next is Amurabi. Was one of the earliest and most complete written legal codes and claimed by Babylonian King Amurabi, and was proclaimed by the Babylonian King Amurabi. See, he was a king in the early time. And when? When was he reigning? Who reigned from 1792 to 1750 BC? That's the reign of Amurabi. You're talking about the life that exists before us, and these white people were always sodomite up in Europe, from between Africa and in Europe. 2 million years down in Africa and up in Europe, 1.5 million years. Make it like 3.5 million years. So what we are doing here today, my friends, we are in a mess. We are in a mess because we're not following what is written down at all. The treaty of Shakar Maxon, also called the Great Treaty of Penn's Treaty, was a legendary treaty between William Penn and Tahanid. Tamanid of the Len of the Li of the Li Lenape. Tamanid of the Lapi Lenape signed in 1682. That is AD we're talking about now. Penn and Tamanid agree that their people would live in a state of perpetual peace. Source of civilized law applied to hip men system of government. What kind of people? Delaware. This did the treaty between the Did the treaty between the Lenape, Delaware, and William Penn take place? This is talking about European. It sounds to me like this is European chatting here. You know? And let me see. All right. This Lenape describes the Lenape. Lenape Indians describing the physical appearance, diet, shelter, ritual. So this is talking about European AD Anno Domini, that they write a treaty. These people don't have no form of a government at all, and we are make treaty with them until, you know, we can't even do nothing with them at all, because they dominate everything. You see what I mean? Yeah. Yes. In America, yeah. So this is what I'm trying to say to you, that, you know, you read about the law of the land, the first human civilization. White people are into civilization at all. Going to the world is a textbook. And yet still, they have their own set of law to run the world, and all they do is fuck each other's asshole. Them a sodomite culture. That's a fact, because that's a law in the United States now that, oh, they give right to everybody to fuck asshole. They don't care about what Elohim civilization is. You don't see what I'm saying? These white people, they don't care about our civilization. They come here and slaughter us and take control, and they have right to make law, because guess what? We don't stand up at all to them and run them. That's it. So they don't think, no, God care nothing about nothing wagwan, them alone. Now, unless we carry the word sword, not the sword what them have, the word, the language sword, that they will run from. If you are shooting them with the right shots, you know what I mean? You understand what I'm talking about? So, you know, I ain't talking about violence, right? So just be sure that you get the context of what I'm saying. I'm talking about words that can destroy, you know, what people set up, words. That's why people are always invited to lecture and talk other things. Somebody wants to get your opinion and blah, blah. If you go to court, you have to talk. Words. And it depends on what you say. Okay? So think about that. So now it goes on to say, people asked what was the Native Americans' use for money before. Wampum as a currency. Wampum as a currency. What they used to use. Wampum are beads that were strung together, was often used as a medium of exchange for both Native American tribes and sellers during this pre-revolutionary era. Other commodities were also used for trade: furs, tobacco, wheat, and maize, all currencies of exchange. In June 6, 2016. So it goes on to say, who use wampum? Wampum are turbula purple. Wampum are turbula purple and white beads made from shells. Wampum are used primarily by indigenous people of the eastern woodlands for ornamental, ceremonial, diplomatic, and commercial purposes. Belts made of wampum were used to mark agreements between people. November 5, 2020. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. I hope that you are hearing what I say. I do hope so. This should not get worsened. These people should leave us alone. I'm paying them to do the show. Go do what they need to do with themselves and leave us alone, man. This is our country. Stop fucking asshole and you will find out that we are the civilized people, not Hunu. You see, and it's time for you to come out. And we have the gods up there that know exactly what we do to you. As soon as we're doing the right thing and they are pleased with us, you will find out how long you're going to stay here. And the other races, and the other rest of the places where Uno Jankono still plague us. And the amount of us that you kill, especially in Palestine, and the kind of stuff that is written that you guys have done to our people. For what reason you have to kill us? What is the reason? Except you fuck asshole. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. Why we have to put up with these fucking asshole white people? Why? On top of they have running a government? What is Jesus Christ? But my friends, don't expect any better. Because I am going to tell the truth. You see what I mean? And whatever they feel like doing, they can go ahead and feel like do it, right? Because guess what? We still have creators. And there are those of us who will turn to them when we have realization of what is happening. We'll turn to them, turn our heart and soul to them. And they'll take care of us too. So you take care and blessings to you. See you on the next. Thank you.